Buffalo's number one for new country, 106.5 WYRK. I'm Dave Fields, and August is a very important month. Coming up on August 31st is Overdose Awareness Day, and all month long, we are looking at people who have been fighting the addiction of disease with Kids Escaping Drugs. Joining me this afternoon is Suzanne D'Amico. She is the Director of Development for Kids Escaping Drugs, and you actually have something really neat going on your social media and on your website, 30 Days of Remembrance. Can you just talk a little bit about that program?
Hi, Dave. I'm happy to be here. Yes, so it's called 30 Days of Remembrance. In our hearts is where your story lives. And what we wanted to do was we wanted to highlight an individual every day for 30 days that we've lost to the disease of addiction. But we don't want to tell their story of addiction. We want to tell their human story. Who were they? A mother, a son, a father, a great cook, a good friend. And so what we're asking is for family members to submit a story, a paragraph about them, from their perspective, and then some photos or a short video that we can put along with that story.
Now, if someone wants to submit a story about their loved one, do they have to be a Kids Escaping Drugs alumni, or just someone that they have lost that battle, or so you can share their story? How does that work?
No, it really is anyone that we've lost, and they can just submit the story to me at my email, which is sdamico, D-A-M-I-C-O, at ked.org. And like I said, I just need a short paragraph and some photos. And it's really about showing the breadth of what addiction. Addiction does not discriminate. So we've lost people of all walks of life. These folks that we've lost really have touched many, many lives, and the world is definitely less good without them in it.
And if people want to go and see those stories, how can they do that?
So they would go to our social media. We're on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And it's, you know, Kids Escaping Drugs. You just search that. And if you look, you'll see every day there'll be a story posted.
Again, speaking with Suzanne D'Amico, the Director of Development for Kids Escaping Drugs. Now, as we get through August, we lead into September, and you actually have a big event coming up on Saturday, September 11th.
So we do. You know, we're leading up to Overdose Awareness Day on August 31st. But when we hit September 1st, we're into recovery months. And we want people to know that there really is hope in recovery. So it's really important for the month of September that we show people that recovery is possible. So on September 11th, we have a Rise for Recovery walk, and it is at the Outer Harbor, and it's in the morning. And what we do during the walk is that we remember those that we've lost, but we celebrate those in recovery. And it's a really, really inspirational day for everyone who attends. And it's really for folks who want to support the community and to support our families, and it's really been beneficial for everyone.
So if somebody wants to be part of the walk or they want to get more information, how can they do that?
So they can go to our website, which is www.ked.org, and the Rise for Recovery walk is right there on the homepage, and they can sign up to walk with us.
So you guys are doing a lot of good. You can get all the details again at the website. Suzanne, thank you for your time this afternoon. We appreciate it.
Thanks so much, Dave.